Thank you, Alison. So we begin with our first batch of news stories. Protesters brand new tennis courts the ruination of parks' heritage. Thousands of empty homes across the city are a tragedy. Annual population survey finds Norwich one of the unhappiest places in Norfolk to live.
It wasn't quite the long line that forms outside Wimbledon each summer as avid tennis fans queue up for tickets, but there were still the deck chairs, placard and the odd mug of tea outside Norwich's newest tennis courts as protesters gathered to demonstrate against the project. Some neighbours living near Higham Park are angry that its new hard playing surface has been installed at the expense of the city's last public grass courts and that the money should have been spent elsewhere. The demonstration was organised by Anne Holgate, a local artist and grandmother, who was joined by her dog Buttons and two other protesters. She described the work as the ruination of the heritage of the park and accused the council of wasting money on the site at a time when people were going hungry as a result of the rising cost of living. She made a coffin lid with the message "Food, not tennis" on it to make the point. When many people can't afford to put food on the table, Norwich City Council has seen fit to spend more than £250,000 of public money on more tennis courts, she said. I doubt whether many households dependent on Universal Credit will pay £35 to join the Norwich Parks tennis. I'm also furious at the City Council having permanently blighted historic Higham Park in its care. The all-weather courts are nothing more than a vanity project by a council leadership determined to use public money for its own ends. Others have criticised the state of the courts and questioned whether the council has met legal obligations in building them. James Packham, who is a neighbour and objector to the plans, said the planning application included conditions for bespoke sunflower gates, interpretation signs, and traffic and transport plans. He argued these have not yet been met. Meanwhile, the court itself appears to have been finished in black, while the 2018 planning application promised green-coloured porous hard courts. We are puzzled why the nets are up when the work is clearly not finished and the council has not fulfilled its obligations. This project looks a mess, said Mr. Packham, who is from the Higham Park Consultation Group. The park and community deserve much better.
Sunday League footballers have been forced to hang up their boots following a row with the parish council over their potty mouths. AFC Norwich were informed they could no longer play at the Old Catton Recreation Ground in January. Bemused players subsequently found out the parish council had taken exception to hearing bad language during a match. And now AFC Norwich has announced it will be folded as a club after the dispute has left them without a pitch for next season. Old Catton District Councillor Richard Potter said, "It's a real shame to see the club has folded, and it's a genuine loss to the community. I had hoped there would remain a chance of dialogue between the club and the parish council. The club made a concerted effort to state their case with their exemplary discipline record, so I'm surprised that further discussions did not take place." The club, which has played at the recreation ground for 3 years, is currently top of the Norwich and District Sunday League. Parish Council Clerk Sarah Vincent said, "The Parish Council stands by its decision to stop adult football at the recreation ground. It would be incorrect of the club to lay blame at the loss of usage of the recreation ground as a prime factor in the decision to fold when the club was provided with 3 months' notice of non-renewal and ample time to find an alternative venue. Disappointed club managers Ben Revel, John Howes and Terry Clements have said they will not be commenting any further on the matter.
Almost 2,000 homes in Norwich currently lie empty, according to new figures. The data released this month reveals 1,942 flats and houses in Norwich are vacant. In the east of England as a whole, 66,669 properties are empty. This accounts for around a tenth of the national figure of 653,025, or 1 in 38. Cities of a similar size to Norwich, such as Oxford, Cambridge and York, had 1,242, 1,437 and 2,392 vacant dwellings, respectively. Norwich sits 90th out of 308 authorities across England as 2.8% of 68,141 total homes across the city lay empty, around 1 in 36. Jan Heitch, partner at Arnold's Keys and chairwoman of Norwich and District Association of Estate Agents, said, "A property standing empty is no good for anybody. It's no good for an owner, the property itself, and most importantly, it's tragic if any of those properties could be homes to someone who does not have one. Properties need to be looked in and lived in and looked after. Properties that are just left empty because people can't be bothered to do anything with them, that's a tragedy. No properties that have been left empty for some time are invulnerable to crime. Places getting broken into are obviously a cause for concern for owners and neighbours as well." Research by Zoopla in 2021 revealed that Norwich renters are being pushed out of the market by cash-rich Londoners as prices in the city rose by more than 9%. A spokeswoman for Norwich City Council said that increasing the number of homes available in the city is a key priority. "When we become aware of an empty property, we contact the owner proactively with advice, as well as charging additional council tax to try and reduce the amount of time a home stays empty." The council also runs the Let NCC scheme, offering significant benefits to owners in return for homes made available for people threatened with homelessness.
If you go down to the 20-acre woods today, you're sure of a big surprise. And that's thanks to a volunteer group who have hidden mythical masks around the woodland for adventurers to discover. The Friends of West Earlham Woods have hung the carved faces depicting what is known as the Green Man in a new trail. Angela Baker, chairman of Friends of West Earlham Woods, explained, "The Green Man is a legendary being that is primarily interpreted as a symbol for rebirth, representing the cycle of new growth that occurs every spring. Since the Green Man is all about nature, we thought it was appropriate to have him in our trail. The trail's starting point can be found south of 20 Acre Wood, near Enfield Road." Angela added, "The whole point of the trail is to get people enjoying the woods. The masks are set up high on the trees so that people look around more, hopefully taking in their surroundings and enjoy the woods. The masterful masks were created by Derbyshire-based tree artist Andrew Frost, and Angela, a self-employed woodworker herself, was thrilled to see the variety of design within the pieces. She said they capture the various cultures the Green Man occupies in history, adding, "He is represented all over the world and very rarely ever looks the same. We asked Andrew to carve different types of faces to represent these cultures. In total, there are about 7 or 8 masks for people to find in the wood." Angela and her team, which was initially set up in 2014 and consists of just four people, are working hard to develop the space into a popular visiting spot again. She said, "The remit of our group is to get the woods here to a usable state and then get more people interested in the area, which is why we are holding so many events. The volunteer group take part in regular litter picks around the area, as well as run free activities such as fungi finds, bat walks and family nature fun days."
City folks have thrown out the theory that Norwich is one of the unhappiest places in Norfolk to live. People living in the fine city are sceptical about the Office for National Statistics, ONS, findings in the annual population survey. The report ranked Norwich 335th for happiness and 322nd for life satisfaction out of 377 local authorities across the nation. In Norfolk, that means it falls behind the likes of Great Yarmouth, King's Lynn and Broadland. But out and about in Norwich, the notion was met with bewilderment. Paul Wiley, 58, from Cossey, has lived in the area his whole life and said, "The people are friendly, it's a pretty city, it's not too big, and you're near the coast. I've been to some lovely places, but there's nowhere I could settle other than here. My favourite thing about the city is the atmosphere. It's always bubbly." Connor McCormick, 19, has also lived in Norwich his entire life. The Catton Way teen said, "Even when I went to Amsterdam, it felt quite similar. It's a historic city with lots of older buildings." The owner of Resource in Timber Hill continued, "Most people she met are kind, friendly and happy." Continuing, "I wouldn't pick one favourite thing about the city. There are lots of great things about Norwich. I really love it."
Families trying to enjoy the sunny weather in a housing estate on the edge of the city are having their gardens ruined by folk tossing cigarettes and dog poo over their fences. Those living in Lodge Farm Drive and Evans Way in Old Catton have been plagued by persistent dog poo issues, with one homeowner also forced to pick up piles of used cigarettes from her garden. And parents have said they are constantly telling their kids to dodge dog mess as they walk around their gardens and the estate. Victoria Lee, 44, owner of Tory's Cutton Twilight's Hair Salon, said, "There is a park which backs onto houses and there has been more trouble ever since they opened an alleyway to provide access to the new development. I have lived in Old Catton for over 40 years and Evans Way for 16 years, so I support the community and trying to keep it as clean and hygienic as possible." Another homeowner with young children took to social media to plead with people to stop tossing cigarette butts over her back fence into Lodge Farm Drive. A 41-year-old mother living in Lodge Farm Drive, who also did not wish to be named, said the estate has had more issues with hygiene than ever over the last 4 months.
A 3D interactive exhibition in the heart of Norwich is urging people to get out and about to explore the Broads. 13 four-sided pillars made of concrete and wooden cubes have been installed to showcase what the Broads have to offer. From mills, nature reserves and churches to otters, swallowtail butterflies and fen raft spiders, the pillars of the Broads display near the Forum highlights the qualities of the region's unique waterways. Scannable codes let people find where to go walking, cycling, boating, sailing, canoeing, paddleboarding, and to best view the night sky. Artist Richard Wolfstrom was commissioned by production agency Creative Giants to design the exhibition, working with local schools and Broads Authority staff.